has any questions?
John?
Yes.
I just wanted to share, actually, you know, because it's been a while since I've joined the fellowship, and I just wanted to share and give thanks for everything that was done over the last, I would say probably the last 6 weeks.
Hold on 1 second. Just let me tell people who you are. This is Nirala.
Oh.
Nirala has her daughter, Peyton, is 7 years old and has severe disabilities. And she's been on together with us in the fellowship, and she's seen some great things happening. So go ahead, Nirala. Now people know who you are.
Oh, yes. So I'm Nirala, and I've been with the fellowship recently joined, and it's amazing how much I've seen God's work since I've joined, and how much support I've been given. I've worked very hard since my daughter was born, just advocating and trying my best for her to get the medical care and health care that she deserves. And I've seen a lot of healing taking place, and a lot of you know, progress with her through God's grace. I have been supported a lot, been in the United States with her care, because in Trinidad the healthcare system just couldn't support Peyton's needs. And it's so funny though, because I have been through a bit of a turmoil over the last 6 weeks with respect to immigration, and you know, a lot of things that needed to be sorted out. And I had advocated for my daughter to get some assistance and Shriners, because you know, paying out of pocket for medical care is just tremendous. And it's been, you know, the bills are exponential. And Shriners came, and they offered some services to Peyton, and I was so grateful for that, and that's in Tampa. But I had one appointment, and then I had to go to Trinidad with my family, with my daughter, Peyton. And upon my return, well, John knew all about it, and a couple of people in the fellowship also knew that I had planned to return within a couple of weeks to have my second appointment with Shriners. Lo and behold, you know, the worst, it was a nightmare, actually. Peyton was allowed to return to the U.S. with my husband, but for some reason, I was not with my visa, and that was up in question. And, you know, I have to tell you that I was so distraught, and I had to make a choice, actually, at that point in time, speaking about choices today, you know, with respect to letting my daughter go to Shriners that I had worked so hard for her to get without me. And this is crossing miles, and I'm her primary caregiver. And she's severely disabled. She can't walk. She can't, for those who don't know, because I know a few members in the fellowship very well know and have been praying. But for those who don't know, she's deaf. She's on a G tube. She does not eat. She has cerebral palsy. She's autistic. She's self-harming behavior. She has, self-harming behavior. And she's going through precocious puberty at 7. So she's quite a handful, you know. But I'm her primary caregiver all her life. I've never been separated from my daughter. And I've been there for her 110%. And I had to make a choice to let her go without me. And it was really it was really difficult, but I did it. And I told my husband, you know, just take it to Tampa if you can and let me, you know, try to sort out things here in Trinidad with the visa. And I want to let you know that it's people in this fellowship who really helped me through this, you know. Bernie, for one, I didn't know how to even begin to think how to get Peter into Tampa from Trinidad, because I knew that Jared had to drive this van. He would have Peyton in the back. Peyton is really, you need to be with her 24/7. And Bernie was like, I think John, you should reach out to John. And I can't tell you how many times I don't know how John has always seemed to be accessible and there for me, because I kept on calling and harassing him. And he, in this split moment of despair, everything just turned around. John called, knowing that I needed to get Peyton to Tampa. In not even within minutes, it wasn't even an hour, he was able to get other people involved. Kevin, who came to our rescue, really, just took himself up in the same day. The following day, came down, picked up Jared. The kindness that was offered. Jared was able to stay with Peyton. Kevin drove her, drove them all across to Tampa, stayed with them, opened their home to Jared and Peyton, you know, fed them, just took such, they were so hospitable. They prayed with them, stayed with them all day in Tampa. It was a whole day scenario. Kevin was very tired. This is what Jared said to me, but he just said that he was blessed to help. And I couldn't believe the kindness of these people. Peyton and I was able to do the appointment, thankfully, you know, via a video call. And Peyton was back home. But I was so grateful for that. And thank you again for all those who've been praying. Thank you. And then, you know, Peyton was back home with Jared, but I was still in Trinidad. And not knowing exactly what this problem was, that I couldn't, yet Peyton and Jared could have been up there. So called John again. I had an appointment. And, you know, I remember praying with John. And this was the person that prayed with me before I met the consulate at the embassy. And John said something, you know, in the prayer. And he said, you know, God, just bring the right people to help Nirala, and the right person, let the right person be there to listen. And I went in, and that day I spoke to this woman, and I, you know, looked at her, and gracefully, I blessed her. I said, God, you know, just let her hear, let her understand the need. And she seemed to look at my eyes and want to help, and she did, I have to say. And that week, it was torture for me, being away from Peyton. I felt very alone in the sense of being away from my daughter. But lo and behold, I got a call to come up. And usually they don't do this because, you know, there are appointments now that my appointment was actually in January, and they expedited everything for me. And the person called and said, can you come up within an hour or two? So, of course, I said, yes, you know, and I went. And they handed me, you know, my visa and told me, the woman said to me, you know, thankfully, everything that you gave to us, that you said to us, you know, I was able to reach out and here is your visa. Go take care of your daughter. But that was still not the end of the challenge. So I had my passport. I went to the airport. And then I had to be questioned by U.S. Border Protection. And that was another, I was scared because I was like, oh my God, how many things do I have to go through just to get to my daughter, you know? And I kept on asking God and asking John to pray with me. And, you know, today's fellowship speaks about, leaving it up to God, you know, and it was really up to God at that point, nothing else. And when I was with the immigration officer, the person was asking me some questions that I found a bit absurd, like, you know, it didn't make sense. My daughter's over here already, and you're keeping me from being there. And then I had documentation that I could have given to him to prove everything. But instead, as I told John, I just looked at him and I covered him with the blood of Jesus. That's all I did. And he didn't ask me for anything after that. He said, why are you here? I said, to take care of my daughter. She needs medical care. And he just handed me my visa and I walked out. And I was able to reunite with my daughter. And I have to tell you, it's been a very emotional, very stressful, but very rewarding experience in terms of never taking anything for granted, especially the power of God and the support and the people he put into place when you really need them. So, you know, it meant the world to me, the support given from this fellowship. And I felt the need, to share this, because it really, to me, this was miraculous. Peyton was the reason that I wanted to come to the U.S., you know, for her care. She's getting the care little by little, you know, and the support. And she was the pivotal reason that I was able to come back, you know. So I know I'm in the right place and I could be separated, but nothing is greater than God. So thank you, everyone. Thank you for the support.
Thank you for sharing that. That was, gosh, it was heartfelt.